you've got quite a lot of support acts coming with you as well, so it is going to be a real sort of travelling circus.
We do, I suppose that's part of the wackiness of it, sure, but also the stress level of it, because it's a lot of equipment and a lot of people and a lot of places to make sure it all happens, you know, at the right time. There's even been rumor that Roger Daltrey, who's on a tour, is going to stop by, and we would sing. Since we are calling the bus, you know, part of it we call Magical Mystery Tour, and part of it we call the Magic Bus. If Roger Daltrey was to show up, we'd say, well, you know, Roger, we were just on the Magic Bus. We should sing Magic Bus together. And a lot of it are people that are associated with the Hedy Fuenz record. So we have, in the very beginning, we have one of our friends from Dallas who's on the Hedy Fuenz. We have our friend from Dallas. He goes by the moniker New Fumes, and he's going to play the song that we have on Hedy Fuenz with us in Memphis. Head down the road, and then we play, I don't know if England knows very much about a gal by the name of Grace Potter and the Nocturnes. I think we play with Neon Indian after that, who does a great track on the Hedy Fuenz record. And then when we get to New Orleans, we play with Kesha, I believe Grimes is going to join us there. The current record is set by Jay-Z. So what we're doing, I think, is quite a sought-after world record, where you play, you know, a number of, you know, as many shows in 24 hours as, you know, the checkers. You know, there's people there checking off little ways that you can break the world record. So at the moment, Jay-Z has, I believe he played 7 shows, and we're just going to attempt to play 1 more, 8. But I think he did it by flying around and playing jet hangars, you know, or you know, airplane hangars. But I think since then, they've changed the rules, so you can't just play a bunch of airplane hangars. I think since then, they've changed it to where you have to play, you know, in venues, and they have to hold a certain amount of people and play for a certain amount of time. So this one, what we're doing is a little bit more of a real world record challenge.